If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Looking for a new baby mama on TV.
And it sounds like Larsa Pippen is pimping her man.
Plus, somebody thinks Drake is the greatest rapper of all time. Wait till you hear who it is.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Guys, and joining the party today is our buddy entertainment journalist and not Beyonce's cousin. It's Melissa Knowles.
Y'all don't know that she's my play cousin. That's my play cousin. Okay, it is so great to be here with y'all again. Okay, what do you have first, Gary?
Okay, honey, my cousin Harry and the guy, and honey, just had a christening for my niece, Princess Lilibet.
Oh,
I'm just beside myself. Headcrack, tell everybody about it.
Well, the ceremony was held at Harry and Meghan's Montecito estate with about 20 to 30 people in attendance. Charles and Camilla and William and Kate were all invited, but guess what? They didn't show up.
Surprise.
Lord.
But the Duke and Duchess of Sussex friend and Lilibet's godfather, Tyler Perry, did show up, and he showed out as usual.
Okay.
He flew in from Atlanta Airport, a 10-person gospel choir that sang Oh Happy Day in This Little Light of Mine, which was also played at Meghan and Harry's wedding.
Aww.
What a class act. Okay, hold up. I just want to know, call me a hater. Is she a princess? I thought that they got all their titles stripped.
She's still a princess.
Unofficially.
To us.
Unofficially. Sure.
Yeah. Kind of like,
princess,
you know, like you just dub yourself like a royal title, like Queen Latifah. You know what I'm saying?
Or
like,
you and I, T-Lane.
Who you calling a bitch?
Whoa. Okay.
The royal's like, who you calling a prince?
Right.
This was a pretty official, though, y'all. She was christened by the Archbishop of Los Angeles, the Reverend John Taylor.
Oh, girl.
But you know what would have been cool? If Madea had done it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That would have been hello.
Okay, you guys know that Nick Cannon loves to keep us talking about the size of his family.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, y'all won't believe what this man is cooking up now.
Here we go.
Okay, yesterday he dropped the trailer for a show to be hosted by Kevin Hart called Who's Having My Baby with Nick Cannon. Check it out.
Kevin Hart and Nick Cannon are coming to E! For the mother of all game shows.
Having My Baby with Nick Cannon!
You're gonna get some contestants that wanna have your baby.
We're not kidding around.
Eeny, meeny, miny.
Let's go!
Why?
Well, you know Kevin and Nick love to prank each other, y'all. And apparently, they just pranked us. Turns out, this is not an actual show. It's a sketch that's part of a bigger upcoming project. Thank God.
Thank goodness.
Right?
You know, but it's wild enough to work. You know, because you've seen all these other reality shows in the past. We would have definitely pulled up.
Yeah. But you think maybe Mariah and those other baby mamas going to be the judges?
Absolutely not.
You don't think so?
Wow.
I can speak for Mariah. Wow. Absolutely not.
They wouldn't like nobody. I feel like Nick Cannon's been playing this game for years now anyhow.
Sure. This is not a game, though.
This ain't a game. The game of sexual chicken without a condom? Or like,
sexual chicken.
Sexual chicken.
Well, he's got sexual chocolate, so sexual chicken makes sense. No. Let's keep it in the food category.
I wonder who Kevin Hart's going to prank next. Like, imagine if he set up OJ to, like, sell, like, a cutlery set on QVC.
Okay, you know that is not funny.
No.
Are you serious?
It's been great. It's
I would
been
trust
really
that.
Nice.
This has
between
been fun,
you and
guys.
Gary, can we just move on, yeah, please?
Oh, OJ looks like he enjoys a good steak.
Okay, all right. We're going to try to...
and bloody.
No, did you say rare?
Yes!
Okay, all right. Moving on. Keeping the train rolling. Chris Rock's Netflix special Selective Outrage has got everybody talking and watching because he finally addressed the Will Smith Oscar slap and he even went on Jada Pinkett Smith's entanglement with August Alsina. The New York Post even reported that August watched the show and thought it was funny. Well, a rep for August is denying those claims. He said, quote, "This is a lie. Mr. Alsina has not seen Chris Rock's special at all, as he's been busy on tour." I don't know. I would believe. I don't think that Will or Jada have watched it.
They watched it.
Everybody
so.
Has watched it.
I don't think they watched it. I don't think they watched it.
Why wouldn't they watch
why
it?
Why would they?
Why wouldn't they? Hear what everybody's talking about.
Exactly. Somebody already told them. You know, somebody who was in the audience was like, "Yo, Will, this is what they said." Blah 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 blah.
Yeah, you know they were told. Or either they watched it.
I think they probably watched it separately or secretly. Right. You know, like, because you don't want you pretend in public you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But then secretly you were in the bathroom, probably like your stomach hurt.
You was on the phone,
but you're really sitting there watching. Yeah.
Will walks up and slaps the television.
Man, like, I didn't even know August Alsina was on tour. Like, how many stops does he have on this whole little run?
So, according to Ticketmaster, there is one show available that you can get tickets for.
One show does not a tour make.
It's coming up in San Francisco if you're there.
Okay.
You should call it a residency.
No, right.
A residency for one night only. Okay, you guys. Larsa Pippen is letting that freak flag fly.
Oh,
in the Real Housewives of Miami reunion teaser, the 48-year-old cougar, that's something we're calling her, took a little time to brag about her boo thing, 32-year-old Marcus Jordan's foot size. Oh, also their sex life. Look at this.
Oh, wow.
Who here do you think has the most sex?
I've always had sex like four times a night.
Four times a night?
Your poor vagina.
Jacqueline from New York City said, "Marcus is closer in age to your son Scotty Jr. than to you."
He wears the size 15 shoes. I think he's okay.
Oh,
all right, Miss Pippen. See, now she's doing too much.
It's too much.
Yeah. Oh, well. Inquiring minds want to know.
Who's inquiring?
Me.
Okay. Okay, come on, y'all. Do y'all think that Marcus is really taking Larsa down four times a night? Who has that kind of energy?
I just really
in the
like
beginning
the
of relationships, you do have that kind of energy.
Yeah.
That's just stressful. It's a lot of pressure. Like, I'd be scared to go to sleep.
Four times, it's not that much. I mean, some people go five or six and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
five or six?
Yes.
What kind of Gatorade are you drinking?
Not Gatorade.
I mean, child, the kind that makes you go five or six times.
Hello?
But anyway, inquiring minds will know, what size are you in hair crack shoe size? What size is your
shoe
size?
What's that got to do?
Don't play like you don't know.
Exactly. What's your shoe size?
What's your shoe size?
No.
He wear five. Yeah. What's your shoe size? Shoes.
All right, well, it's time to get into the great debate that every hip-hop lover has taken part in at some time or another. Who is the greatest rapper of all time? Well, Michael B. Jordan has the answer and had the audacity to say, if you don't like it, fight him. I just saw Creed 3. Not gonna do it.
Drake, fight me.
You said Drake?
Fight me. Fight me. Jay-Z, Drake?
It's tough.
Well, you're between me. You're between Jay and Drake.
Yes, man. Yes.
What happened to Pac?
Even Jonathan Majors was shocked. You know, like, he's like, what about Tupac? And I know Tupac is a lot of people's favorite rapper from a certain pocket of time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what y'all think?
I'm not doing people tend to pick, like, older rappers from back in the day that have made their mark and been in the game for decades.
Right.
Well, my thing is that, with that being said then, honey, Brett is the greatest rapper of all time.
There you go.
If you listen to rap, I would appreciate that, Gary.
I do know Funkified.
That's the only song you know. And I was not really like rhyming or busting it down on
but
that.
But honey, hey, take
but
it,
I appreciate
honey.
It.
Now that's
Gary.
Right. It's Women's Week or month.
It's a month.
And Brad gets the damn rapper of the year.
Oh, I love it. Okay, we're gonna do that then. Let's go around and everybody say who your favorite is. Okay, Tanner, who do you have?
It's hard to say one. I'm not even gonna claim to know every rapper and have like the best catalog to pull from. But I know that like in the '90s, I was listening to a whole lot of Jay-Z.
Okay,
right when I was like in my driveway. Like,
can you spit a verse?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Okay.
But you wanted some Garth Brooks lyrics? I'm your man. Right.
What's that one song he had with Kanye when he went to Paris?
Don't even.
Why would you try to set him up like that?
Why would you do that to me?
Coming up on my Jenna Ortega's latest fashion pawpaw made me want to scream, baby. We'll tell you why after the break.
Pawpaw.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Now,
hey.
Jenna Ortega, honey, had a wardrobe malfunction that would have made me scream. Oh. She attended the Scream 6 premiere on Monday night, and it appears, y'all, that she had a fight, honey, with a blue shark. So, while signing autographs, honey, it seems she got ink smudged across the neckline of her beautiful Jean-Paul Gaultier dress, honey.
No.
And she still walked the carpet with the stain.
Ooh.
I had something similar happen
yesterday. Where is my stylist?
So I was going to pick up my kids from school, right? Mm-hmm. Like, my littlest one from daycare. Mm-hmm. And I had, like, a popsicle. And a little bit of the popsicle, like, fell on my pant. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was trying to, like, you know, get it off before the ice started melting. And it fell in a really mysterious spot.
No.
So I had to just sit in the car for a long time and just wait for the stain to dry so I don't walk in there with that kind of stain in that area.
Right. So you're picking up the youngest?
Yeah.
Definitely can't walk in picking up the youngest there looking like you
took
beat
about, hey, did you have any accidents today? No, wow. Did you have any accidents today? Yeah. Well.
Where was your stylist with the Tide pin? That's
the Tide
my question.
Pin.
Just walk in with the Tide pin and get that
you
out
have
right
to
quick.
Keep a Tide pin.
Or you get the blue pin and you make a smudge on the other side so at the very least it's symmetric.
Balance it out.
Wait, watch. That's now going to be a fashion trend.
Well, smudge by Tanner Thompson.
Your whole line out here.
All right, y'all. LeBron James praised his 18-year-old son, Bronny James, while throwing major shade at other NBA players. So King James took to Twitter and he wrote, "Man, Bronny definitely better than some of these cats I've been watching on League Pass today. This lightweight, hilarious." Mm. All right, now Bronny is one of the best high school basketball players in the country. But to compare him to players in the NBA already, y'all think this is a bit far-fetched?
That's just dad doing what dad does.
Yeah. Okay,
you know?
Okay. He's basically pulling an Arsenio Hall on Twitter, going,
he knows his son is going harder than some of the NBA players that get paid so much
money.
Well,
that's also true.
And just ride the bench.
Melissa and Head Craig, I mean, y'all have grown kids, big kids at least. Do y'all big them up like that?
I definitely know what my kids aren't good at. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
And that's good, too.
Yeah.
That's good, too.
You know what I'm saying? And you can just kind of course correct them and make them, like, you know, understand, like, hey.
Different things.
Right.
Something that a lot of the psychologists out there say, child psychologists, is that it's good. Good to let them fail at something because then they have to learn how to be resilient, how to pick themselves back up. So I used to run and fix it immediately. I don't do that anymore. If like something doesn't go quite his way, I let him feel what that's like and then try to redeem himself.
He let me fail out a lot. That's what I'm
like. Well, look at you. Look at the success you
I
have
know.
Now.
Look how successful you
Somebody's
are.
Somebody's pulled your ass and picked stuff up for you, honey.
I don't want to play football.
You want to catch the balls or throw them?
Be a tight end.
But you ended up playing volleyball.
All right. Well, it looks like Tessa Thompson and Michael B. Jordan took method acting to a whole new level when prepping for Creed 3.
Okay.
In a recent interview, Tessa revealed that she and Michael B. had to attend couples therapy in character as Bianca and Adonis from the film. She told reporters, "I'll say it was an early experience in couples therapy for both of us, but it was as these characters, which is very weird." That's the weirdest like method acting thing I've ever heard
that's
of.
Really? But that's a great way to downpack the role.
There you go.
Yeah.
For real.
And they're committed.
So I just want to know how the therapist felt when he stopped showing up.
Yeah, right?
What happened to this couple?
Yeah, did they make it?
You know,
Now, what if you had to do couples therapy with somebody in order to get a role? Would you take it, or would you feel like you were betraying beautiful?
If it was part of getting the role, she would understand. She totally supports me and roots for me. When I had a sex scene, she told me to the person like it was her.
Okay.
So she roots for me in being the best that I can be in whatever I do.
That's love.
Everybody could be as supportive.
Wow. If Bianca and Adonis, Michael B. Jordan, and Tessa Thompson need to go to couples therapy to bring us what they brought us in Creed 3.
Then I'm happy for
bring it on. Love it.
I'm going to watch it again.
Me too.
Yeah,
get your own bucket of popcorn. Yeah. Greedy.
Well, up next, Paris Hilton reveals she once tried to smuggle something into a bar. Was it a person or a thing? We'll reveal after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Oh, and we're back.
Hey.
Oh, baby, Island Baldwin and them girls. Monkey hang at that baby shower, honey.
Not the monkey.
Let me tell you, the model threw an all the way turned up
Shawty.
Strip club theme baby shower. Ooh, I can't believe it. Honey, she posted photos with her with a couple of famous faces like Hilary Duff, Sailor Brinkley Cook, and pregnant rumor Willis having a bald child. Even her mother, Kim Basinger, was there in the building looking like she might have had one too many drinks. What do y'all think about this theme? Should she have kept it traditional?
Man, you gotta spread your wings and do different things. Like, everybody's done boring stuff, man. Wild out.
Yeah, a baby shower, though?
Yeah.
So, Brad, what if Dish Nation sends a stripper, honey, to your baby shower?
Child, my wife will call the Brinks truck because she liked to cover the floor in money.
Oh.
Child, I went to a strip club with her like, damn, you do better than me.
I love that.
Bring backpacks of money. I'm like, damn, this is how you do it. I should have went to strip club with you before we met.
Okay.
Before we got together, girl. Yeah, it would be great. I love that.
Yeah, I mean, I love
it. We have a good time. You know, as long as you strip for us, Gary.
Y'all not gonna say y'all money.
You'll get all the money now, Gary, honey.
Yes, honey, I'll send you somewhere.
Walk up out of there with $10,000 and no thong, honey.
Ooh. Tana, you tipping?
Not
wearing kids. Oh, you know I love you. Oh, quit, Tana, quit. Okay, Hollywood is a wild place. Y'all know that. And Paris Hilton has the stories to prove this. So, in her upcoming book, Paris, the memoir, the heiress confessed to trying to sneak Khloe Kardashian into a bar when she was in middle school.
Wow.
Okay, Brad, I want you to tell us what Paris said. Do your Paris voice.
She said, one night, I tried to smuggle my sister Nikki, our cousin Farrah, and our friend Khloe Kardashian into bar one. Khloe and Farrah were little middle school girls, so I did Khloe up with full makeup, a long red wig, and a floppy black hat. That's hot.
That was really good. That was really good. Okay, so then Paris said that she told Khloe if anyone asked her name, just tell them it's Betsy Johnson.
Oh my God.
I'm just telling you.
Betsy Johnson is 70 years old.
Well, 70, middle school. Okay. Unfortunately, the ladies were snubbed at the door, and when Paris realized they probably would have gotten in if they were with someone famous. They must have looked kind of crazy, though. Think about that with the red wigs and the floppy hats. Like, I think they just overdid it.
Okay, let me tell you about my first club experience.
Garth Brooks was there, wasn't he?
Well, no, y'all are going to get it. What I'm about to tell you is 100% true. The biggest club in my hometown of Broken Bow, Oklahoma, was called Phil's World Class Honky Tonk.
Oh.
And that was the only place you could go, but if you could get in with a fake ID there. This was the 90s.
Really?
You would two-step.
Can you two-step? Can you do-si-do?
Oh, I can do-si-do.
Okay.
I've been to some hoedowns and hootenannies.
Well, then, now, partner.
Hoedowns and hootenannies.
Up next, you won't believe who this lottery winner's famous neighbors are. We're going to tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's our last story of the day. So,
Dish is
okay, you guys remember last November, one very lucky man by the name of Edwin Castro made history by receiving the largest lottery jackpot in the history of the United States, winning how much? $2 billion.
Wow.
That's billion with a B. And now we found out that Edwin purchased a $25.5 million home, right? Smack dab in the middle of the Hollywood Hills.
Ooh.
The property features an infinity pool, 5 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, and glass walls that offer breathtaking views of the city from the hill.
Wow,
get
nice.
This. His new neighbors, just a bunch of nobodies like Ariana Grande, Dakota Johnson, and Jimmy Kimmel.
No big deal.
Wow. No big deal. Flexing on them hard with that lottery cash.
Okay. Sun is a habit. What you gonna do, you know?
I think it's a good idea because I would be safe around other rich people, honey. I wouldn't want to be moving in.
No, people have been breaking in those people.
Let me tell you, if I won $2 billion, you guys would never hear from me or see me again.
Are you serious?
I would buy an island and poof, I would disappear.
Aww.
Really?
Same.
Just surrounded by little shoes.
And my $2
billion.
Stacked to the ceiling.
Okay.
We got money to the silly.
Is that Tanner in his shoe-shaped island?
You know what? Screw all of you.
Screw all of you. Ken's Island.
Yeah.
Ken's Island.
I don't need this treatment.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.